This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. I'm here in London and mashallah, in between programs, the brothers have honored me. They brought me to a wonderful, wonderful place on earth. And honestly, I don't feel like I'm in London. It's called Golders Hill Park. Mashallah, throughout the walk, we've been reflecting over different verses in the Quran. From them, today's Friday, verses in Surah Al-Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the story of the man with the two gardens and how Allah placed a stream between those two gardens, and subhanallah, he had constant shade, he had fruit, he didn't even have to worry about irrigating his gardens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala irrigated it. And then as we continued our walk, subhanallah, we remembered verses about the tree that has its roots pegged deep into the earth and its branches, subhanallah, flush, spread out in the skies. And the Quran here obviously is referencing the date tree, but how Allah likened the idea of a tree fitted firm on earth with its branches outspread, likened it to Iman, subhanallah, and the believer, subhanallah. Also, we reflected over verses in the Quran in relation to Jannah and how Allah gives us details of Jannah. Ukuluha da'im, its fruits are permanent. Wadhilluha da'im, and its shade is permanent. And subhanallah, as you can see around me, subhanallah, the way the branches are stretching out and reaching out and touching the branches of other trees, it's creating permanent shade. And no doubt, the example of Jannah is far greater than the example on earth. And Allah says, subhanallah, tilka uqba alladhina taqaw, subhanallah, that paradise is the end for those who have taqwa. Wa uqba alkafirin an-nar, subhanallah. Allah doesn't go into the details of the nar, because when we think about the end of the disbelievers and those who end up in the hellfire, it's clear that you know, it's a situation that is in opposition totally to the green scenery of Jannah. The fire is hot, it's full of monoxides, it's full of smoke, it doesn't allow us to see, it doesn't allow us to breathe, it makes us uncomfortable, everything in it perishes, subhanallah. And now, I'm not sure if you can hear this in the camera that's doing the filming right now, we can hear the birds tweeting, subhanallah. And one reflection I had listening to the birds tweeting and walking amidst the creation of Allah is how when you have these nature walks, it makes you one with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah tells us in the Quran that the heavens and the earth, they engaged in glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, and everything in creation glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ, but you do not comprehend their tasbih. So we walk this Friday amidst the creation of Allah, sending salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and constantly saying subhanallah as we marvel by the creation of Allah, and us saying subhanallah, and the birds saying subhanallah, and the trees around us saying subhanallah, just gives us that feeling that we one with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, recreation is good for the iman. Take time out with your families and visit these parks, these wonderful parks, especially if you're in London, subhanAllah, you don't feel like you're in London. Go out and witness the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.